The Experimental Aircraft Association's annual Air Venture is the biggest annual aviation event in the country and the biggest convention of any kind held in Wisconsin. One big attraction is the display and flying of World War II aircraft known as Warbirds. Among the planes on display this week is a B-26 medium bomber. Though thousands were built, only two are still flying. 88-year-old Bob Altman of Lonewood Creek, California, who piloted a B-26 on combat missions in North Africa and Italy, got another chance to sit in the cockpit.
The thrill is there. The memories come floating back so fast that it's hard to control yourself.
But Altman says he got no joy from flying during the war, and too many comrades did not return. After the war, he never piloted a plane again.
The fellow that I came back with from overseas, we flew down LA way to get discharged. We locked up the plane, grabbed our B-4 bags, went into the office and threw the keys on there, and I've never flown again. And I didn't want to. Had absolutely no desire.
The thousands of volunteers who maintain and fly World War II aircraft say it's important to keep them flying so that younger generations can touch them, tour them, and see them flying, and not as lifeless museum pieces. More than 200 warplanes are on display at Oshkosh, along with thousands of home-built and other specialty aircraft. Air Venture continues through Sunday at Whitman Field. For Wisconsin Public Radio, I'm John Powell.